even to this day, when we get together, we're having girls' night at my friend's house 2 weeks from now. This is like already on the menu. Like somebody is already assigned to bring this. There's no way I'm eating a block of cream cheese for lunch, like, or dinner. That's just like not in the cards for me anymore. Like now that I'm past my 20s.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Health Power. I'm so happy that I get to see the fantastic, beautiful, talented recipe creator and more. That my voice sounds terrible today. I'm Kayla Capiello. Hi, Kayla.
Hi. And more. Yeah, wait, I like your singing voice here.
Kayla, what's cooking?
Hi. So today we're talking about an easy barbecue chicken skillet, which I have a little bit of a backstory on. I was totally craving this. I made it last week, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Before I was married and lived with Andrew, I lived with one of my best friends, and it would be like girls' night. We'd have all our friends over, and we would make this barbecue chicken dip, which I was like obsessed with. It was like shredded chicken, cream cheese, like a lot of different cheeses on top. We used cheddar cheese. You can use mozzarella cheese, any kind of spicy cheese, barbecue sauce, red onions, kind of like mash everything together and bake it up till it's hot. And it was just like one of the best things we would have for girls' night. And even to this day, when we get together, we're having girls' night at my friend's house 2 weeks from now. This is like already on the menu. Like somebody is already assigned to bring this. So I was totally craving it and was like, there's no way I'm eating a block of cream cheese for lunch, like, or dinner. That's just like not in the cards for me anymore. Like now that I'm past my 20s, eating cream cheese on the reg and being lactose intolerant isn't an option. Yeah. So I was trying to figure out a way that I could recreate like those same flavors in a similar texture, but like in a healthier way. So cue up this barbecue chicken skillet. Instead of any kind of creamy, cheesy base, I wanted it to be a less saucy, dippy texture. So I started actually by using fingerling potatoes. I chopped them in half. I added them to the cast iron skillet with a little bit of olive oil. And then I baked them for, oh God, I want to say about a half hour. It was probably on 375, 400.
Wait, you put them in the skillet? Did you brown them first or you just stuck them right in the oven?
No, I just put them right with the oil in the cast iron skillet into the oven. No lid.
Oh, okay.
Nothing, just basically to get the potatoes cooking. And I wanted to make sure that I was going to get a good texture on them. So I didn't cover them. I didn't start them like on the stove. I just really wanted like that baked, roasted potato feeling. Once that was done, I added shredded chicken on top that I had made separately. So like at the beginning of the week, I made some crock pot shredded chicken. I portioned it out for like different meals throughout the week. So for this meal, I had already made the shredded chicken.
Oh, okay.
But obviously, like, if you guys, I always say this, like, to save time, you can always use rotisserie chicken from the grocery store. I know at ShopRite, they sell in like the prepared food section. You can just buy the shredded chicken already off the rotisserie chicken. So like that's an option too. And if none of that works, you can also use grilled chicken for this recipe as well. You can just dice up the grilled chicken. Either way, whatever chicken you're using, once the potatoes are like 75% of the way done, you're going to top them with the chicken. You're going to add some shredded cheese. You can use any kind of dairy-free cheese. You can use like a soy-based cheese if you want something for a low-fat option. I added red onions, sliced red onions on top, but you can also add shallots. You can use scallions too. And then I topped the whole thing with a drizzle of barbecue sauce and put it back in the oven. So it's really a one-pan recipe. Like you're not making the potatoes in one thing and the chicken in another thing. And now you have all these pans to wash. It's literally just building upon the flavors in like this one cast iron dish.
Oh, that sounds good. Now, do you use that barbecue sauce that you love that used to go to a place you told us about, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So it's the Sweet Baby Ray's one. I swear to God, Sweet Baby Ray's doesn't even know who I am. Like they are not paying me to say this. I just think it's like the best barbecue sauce on the planet.
Right.
And obviously we had talked about it. Like I liked it because I had found it on that sandwich at that deli. So that's like really the only one I buy at this point. And I feel like that, like I'm a person who, if I'm craving barbecue sauce, this is what I'm going to make. Not, you know, I need to make something with chicken or I need to make something with tomatoes. Like I'm all about the sauce.
Yes. Well, you know, it's funny because I had two women on who wrote a wonderful air fryer book, Jennifer West and Becky Abbott. They mentioned the Sweet Baby Ray's. And I said, wait a second.
Really?
They mentioned that. Yeah.
That's so funny. I feel like it is one of those barbecue sauces that are like naturally gluten-free because I belong to all these Facebook groups for like gluten-free and celiac and like dietary restrictions. And every time someone asks for a barbecue sauce suggestion, I obviously respond and say Sweet Baby Ray's. But a lot of the time when I respond, it's already there. Like someone's already suggested it. So I feel like in the allergy community, people must love it. I love it.
I'll have to try it. It sounds really good.
Yeah, it's great.
Kind of sweet. Is it on the sweeter side, the spicier side?
It's definitely not too sweet. I feel like it's the right combo of like smoky and sweet and salty. But I also buy, they have a spicy version as well. And I buy that one sometimes too when I want like the bit of the spicier option.
Did you get this online?
What'd you say?
You get this online? Do they have a
website? Yeah. If you go to Amazon and you just type in Sweet Baby Ray's, I think they have a 3-pack.
Okay.
Where you can buy like one. It comes with like one of each flavor that they carry. And like, that's honestly, that's the one I buy. And I just like stock up.
That sounds great.
Yeah. It's available like every grocery store. Like you can go to ShopRite, Stop and Shop, Whole Foods. I've seen it at Target before. I guess it's like pretty, like everybody has it.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah. Well, this recipe sounds amazing. It's so simple.
So it was really easy, and I actually made it. So I had I made it and had immediately the portion for lunch, but I had made enough that like then for the next night, it was our dinner.
Yeah.
Cause I wanted to film it for you guys. And like, obviously if I'm filming it, I really like the sunlight. So I like to make whatever we're making like for dinner during the day. And then it's just like an easy heat up for dinner. Yeah. But as soon as I made it, I was like, I have to have it right now. So it was my lunch day one. And then it was both of our dinners on day two. And you can really make it for as many people as you want to. Mm-hmm. So I try to figure out about a cup and a half of chopped potatoes per serving.
Okay.
So it was my lunch and then my dinner and then Andrew's dinner. So I want to say I probably had about, I don't know, 5 cups of like, once I've cut up the potato and then I'm scooping them in, I'm just, I'm not measuring to like have this exact amount, but just so I generally knew how much to make. So we would have like the appropriate amount. And then the same thing for the chicken and the shredded chicken. Everyone like generally would have a cup and a half of the shredded chicken. So I measured that out, portioned it all in the pan, and then topped it with enough barbecue sauce and cheese to know that like every bite would have like a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, obviously if you're like a huge cheese person, like you want like mounds of cheese on there, please feel free to do that.
Right.
And vice versa. Like if you really are trying to skimp on the cheese, you don't want to eat a lot of dairy. You don't even want to eat the vegan cheese. You really don't need that much cheese. If you want to do just like a light sprinkling and heavier on the barbecue sauce flavor, that's totally fine too.
Now, are you going to make this for your girls' night?
Well, yeah. So I'm not the one. It's my friend Sabrina. She came up with like the original recipe. So she's making this one for girls' night. And I'm making it's like a chopped Italian sub dip.
Ooh.
So it's like all the things you would normally put on like an Italian combo if you ordered it from the deli. I buy all those ingredients and basically put everything on a huge cutting board and chop it super, super fine. And like, you're not going to eat it because it has like mayo and it's like oil and vinegar.
Right.
And then Italian seasoning.
Sounds good though.
Yeah, I really like it. And I feel like it was really popular when people were doing all those like chopped sandwich like recipe videos. Right. I made one like with a very similar like combination. And I also like make it sometimes with extra lettuce. And then I don't put any mayo on it, just the oil and vinegar. And then it's more like an Italian combo chopped salad. Mm-hmm. But we like the dip one too. So that's the one I'm making for girls' night.
Dude, that's so nice that you still get together with your friends like that.
Oh, yeah. We try to get together at least once a month for dinner. And then if we could sneak in a second time, like at somebody's house. I feel like we all lived so close together when we were all in Hoboken. So we were so used to seeing each other like so many times a week that when we all moved away, like we didn't really want to give that up.
Well, how did you meet these women?
We all went to college together. We all went to Marist.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's awesome.
So we're all like still. Yeah. We're all like still super close. And I think we all are people who enjoy having like that girls' night on the calendar, even if it's like six weeks away. Like at least we have something to like look forward to and plan. And then like I'm just a person who likes to look forward to something like that. So when we're at our girls' night, like let's say for this month, we're like already thinking and planning like for the next one. So there's no time in between where you're like, oh, when am I not going to see my friends again?
Oh, that is awesome. Well, Kevin, tell us all the ways we can find you and all your great stuff and why they should be signing up for your $4 Substack, which I have a month, which you get so much stuff.
So, yeah, it's so simple. You just go to Substack and type in Kayla Capiello, or you can go to my Instagram, Kayla Capiello, and click the link in bio. But you can sign up for my weekly meal prep plan. It is 5 easy weeknight recipes that are gluten-free, dairy-free, and made in 30 minutes or less. This recipe will be on it this week, along with 4 other super easy recipes that you can make at home in less than 30 minutes.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, everybody, keep coming back to Health Power 5 days a week. So much great stuff. Rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, and have a great day. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. And we would appreciate it if you could please rate and review and leave a comment, because the more you engage with our podcast, the more you will find it and help other people find it wherever they listen to their podcast. So be sure to follow us. I'm at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy. And Lisa?
At Lisa Davis, MPH.
Thank you so much. And please share this episode, because the more you share shows you care. We'll see you next time.